The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The billboard down the street read, "Know when to say when." Then in front of a mug it continued, "Drink responsibly," followed by an indication that this was a reminder from a certain brewing company. What about that? What about this responsibility? Yes, the billboard read, "Know when to say when. Drink responsibly." How, we might ask? Like perhaps don't drink and drive. But the smart person, the truly responsible person, will not let the drink of any alcoholic beverage pass through his lips. Who needs it? If we don't take the first drink, we won't have to worry about the second or the third or that which follows. In the book of Proverbs 23, verses 29 through 32, the writer starts with a series of short, prodding questions. Let's notice that. And I think he lets us know when to say when. Listen to the questions and his answer. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contention? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long after wine, they that go to seek mixed wine, look not upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright, at the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Then we read Proverbs 21, or rather 20, verse 1, where he gives us a very timely warning. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. In the Bible, the word wine is a pretty general word, ranging all the way from fresh grape juice, even the grapes on the vine are called this, to that which has been fermented with an alcoholic content. In 2 Kings 18:32, it speaks of a land of corn and wine. Wine meaning grapes, even as corn simply means grain. 2 Chronicles 31:5 reads, "And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly." All of this seems to point to the fresh produce from the field. In Isaiah 65, verse 8, the juice still in the cluster of the grapes is called wine. Even the immediate result from the so-called wine press is fresh grape juice, not hard wine. But with the passing of time, the fermentation process would set in. Wine with an alcoholic content would be eventually produced. That is when the writer of Proverbs said, "Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright, at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder." Then the statement is true, as we read there in Proverbs 21, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." In ancient times, we read in different places where that wine, when it became fermented, was diluted with water to a very low content, whereas the alcoholic content was inconsequential in the drinking of it. We find many sources that tell us about that. Yes, the billboard said, "Know when to say when," as the brewing company tried to project a sense of responsibility. Well, listen to Proverbs 23, 29 through 32 all over again as we have read it, and to Proverbs 20, verse 1, and we will know when to say when. And as another bumper sticker reads, it says, "Be smart, don't start." Heed this slogan. Just say no to drugs, never touch the stuff, then you won't have to live to regret it. This is To Know When to Say When. Thank you for listening today.